Hey, Frankie Ballard came in here. Looks like he got shot before he got here. He just barely made it in the door. He got winged in the shoulder.
I got winged.
You got winged.
You okay, man? You going to make it?
I'm all right. Just a little separated shoulder. I'm doing some stage diving and got beat up a little bit in Humble, Texas. But I'm all right. I'm still kicking. Takes a lot more than this to keep me from rocking.
So now stage diving, you were actually doing that? Is that kind of like crowd surfing?
I was more just jumping off the stage. Oh, got all tangled up.
I see. It
fell on my shoulder.
Much better story. I was parachuting, you know. I jumped out of an airplane and did a live show, and no, I fell in the bathroom. What's the deal? Are you going to be okay?
I'm all right. I messed up some ligaments in my left shoulder, but
Surgery or is it something that's going to heal on its own?
It doesn't need to be worked on. My collarbone might stick up a little bit, but it should be fine. I just give it 3 weeks and kind of rest it.
Have you ever broken a bone?
Yeah, I've broken a few, a couple in my hand, my feet over the years. But
what's the dumbest way you hurt yourself?
Oh, punching a guy. He stuck his head down. That's how I broke my hand in a bar back in the early 2000s.
What happened?
And he saw me swinging at him, and he put his head down.
Oh, so you
and I hit him right on top of his head.
Oh, yeah.
And busted my hand. That was pretty. And I'm sure it didn't even hurt him.
What, so why were you guys fighting?
He pinched my girlfriend in an inappropriate way.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So
that kind of stuff happens.
So the guy, he pinches her butt, I guess?
I had warned him earlier in the night because he wasn't grabby, but he was just sort of flirting with her. I said, hey, man, you know.
Yeah.
Take
what
it easy.
Respect, please.
She's with me. You know, that's the deal. Now you know. Beat it. And so he went and probably did a couple shots or something and came, just walked by and grabbed her on the butt. And I didn't even ask any questions. I started swinging. And he saw it coming. And like I said, put his head down and I popped him on top of the head, which is like the hardest part of your head.
And then what happened?
The fight got broken up, but I couldn't fight anymore anyway because my hand was busted.
Yeah. So after everything gets settled out, they throw you out or?
No, actually they threw him out.
Oh, good.
So, but I had to go to the hospital anyways.
You weren't performing that night, were you?
No. This was back when I was in college.
And so, the girl you're with at the time, after it all gets settled, does she say to you, thank you?
No, I mean, she was kind of mad at me because you were a guy.
I was
trying to protect her.
You did. You did the right thing. Here's the thing. Women will go, oh, you know, where are all the real men at? Where are the cowboys at? Where's the one who will,
well,
you
that's
know,
exactly
defend
what
my
a cowboy
honor.
Does.
That's what you did. And you did it. And then she gets mad at you because why? You embarrassed her?
I guess she was embarrassed, yeah. Yeah. Or, you know.
You know what's more embarrassing? Letting a bunch of guys come pinch you and take advantage of you. That's really more embarrassing.
I think that girls get very uncomfortable in those altercation situations.
Yeah.
You know, like
they want a real man, but they don't want a real man to get physical with another
you know
guy.
What? A real man is kind of dangerous. We can be dangerous.
It's Frankie's middle name.
We.
I don't know if you knew that. It's actually Frankie Danger Ballard.
Frankie Danger.
You know what's funny about this shoulder thing and that hand story too is that my whole life I've been like that. You know, I would always get beat up on a bike or, you know, I'd never want to wear a helmet or pads and I'd always be getting banged up or hurting my ankle.
To go with your middle name.
Just some people, I guess, are like that. You know, I was always getting hurt as a kid and getting banged up from.
If you were a boxer, your robe would actually say danger on the back. That would be cool. Like Rocky.
I don't know if I'm big enough for that nickname.
Yeah, but still, you know.
I like Frankie Danger Ballard. It's got a ring. We'll talk more of Frankie Danger Ballard next. Hang on. Frankie Ballard, by the way, Sunshine and Whiskey, if you haven't gotten it, you should. I thought everyone's got that. How many of you sold? It's like everyone has it. Like
I
everyone's
hope so.
Downloaded that album.
You know, it's a year today from when the Sunshine and Whiskey album came out.
Wow. Is that right?
So that's pretty cool. And now we have a new single out, and man, it's been a fast year.
When I told my son last night, because if you remember, my son is also named Frankie. When I told him last night that you were coming, he goes, oh, Dad, can I skip school? Can I come hang out? And I was like, I was pretty close to letting him do it. And then,
oh,
you
should have.
Well, he's having some struggles right now in math, and you know they have a test. And I'm like, man.
Wait. Danger Ballard is great at math. What is pi?
3.14. 1-4 or something like that.
What else do you need, Bubba?
Yeah, okay, maybe I should have let him
he
skip.
He practically can homeschool your children.
Well, I didn't know you were hurt. He was like, Dad, can you please ask him to play my favorite song? I'm like, what are you thinking, Sunshine and Whiskey? He goes, no, Tip Jar.
Oh, man, like, he's a real
rocker. Oh, yeah, he digs your stuff.
You know what? We'll have to do something special for Frankie. Because I have a special place in my heart for dudes named Frankie, so we'll have to...
You really
sometime had... we'll have to surprise him and play him Tip Jar.
So oh, dude.
When I'm back in the
That would
game.
Blow his mind. I mean,
let's do it.
He
let's
would
do it.
Freak out.
Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands in the air for Frankie Danger
Ballard. Oh, like a pro wrestler.
Then you're going to come out and that guitar is going to be... People are going to love it.
I think that's AC/DC.
I hope it sticks. I like that.
Yeah, it could be a lot worse. It could be Frankie Perfect Hair Ballard. I mean, there's
you
all
know,
kinds of
you
things.
Do have perfect hair.
Ever
though.
Since, thank you. Ever since I started performing on stage and all my favorite, I've always been a toes out at the end of the stage kind of guy. And I've gotten busted up before.
Is this
falling.
The first time you fell like on stage doing something like that?
No, and honestly, I was leaping off the stage. Like I had full intentions of exiting the stage. You know, it was how I landed that it was a little screwed up. I've never actually slipped or fallen on the stage. It's only been jumping off or climbing up something to try. Cause I just feel like it's exciting, you know, and it's
you
exciting
caught
for
up
the
in
people.
The moment.
Yeah. And I always like going to see people that are, it looks a little element of danger in there, you know, like
it's like your lyric, you know, how are you ever going to be old and wise if you're not young and crazy?
Yeah, and I've always had a hard time taking advice from people who I didn't feel like lived it or came from a place of experience, you know.
So you've done the stage diving thing and all that where you go out and you do, or like the crowd surfing and all?
Yeah, that's pretty.
What does that feel like? Because I've never done it. Obviously, I would never do it because I would start to do that and people go, oh my God, this fat dude's about to go move. And then I would just fall flat on the concrete.
He would crush five people in the process. Do people like grab your crotch and stuff?
It's two major things. It's exciting because they do catch you and you're surfing around. But then at the same time, there are people grabbing and pinching and that can get a little weird.
I guess you have to go face up.
I go face up.
Yeah, that would
be. But it's all part of the experience.
Wow. Well, you really are living up to the Frankie Danger Ballard nickname that we're giving you. Next, we have two vials. One has Ebola, and the other one has just clear syrup. But we want you to taste one. You have to choose.
I like it.
See which one.
I like it.
Frankie Ballard is our guest. We're coming right back. Hang on. Frankie Ballard is with us. Sunshine and Whiskey, the album, the new song, Young and Crazy, on tour with Florida Georgia Line. Hey, last time we had the guys in from Florida Georgia Line, their dog came in,
Harley,
and walked around. First off, not a huge fan of having a dog in our beautiful studios. And the dog was sniffing like it was going to drop something on the floor.
Had the tail and everything going.
Oh, yeah. He was sniffing like, and then pacing east to west. Because you know dogs do that. Like when they're ready to do number two,
they
want to
mark their territory.
They go
the
east
whole
to
thing.
West, yes. And went over and Bubba's talking, or, you know, hey, puppy, on his side. And he's squatted down. And this dog starts licking his microphone. And we're like, oh, God. So then Bubba goes, how much money for me to lick this microphone after he just licked it? And we're like, so I think, how much you make?
I made 50 bucks. And then immediately, each one of the guys in Florida Georgia Line gave me a 20. You gave me 10. I licked the microphone. Everything was, we filmed it and everything. And then immediately, Patrick tells me that, we can't take money from singers because that
like
could be misconstrued payola. So I had to give them their money. So I did the whole thing for
$10. It's the best
I only
story
got Big
ever.
D's money.
Oh, man. I wish you would have known that going in.
Yeah. I mean, I would have asked for more from Big D.
That's the best. I'll do that for $100. Okay, I did it. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. You can't
legally,
do that.
Legally, you can't keep the $100.
Here's, give me the money back. You just did that for giggles.
That's awesome.
What about we were talking about this a while back. Let's say there's money in a toilet. You go into a public restroom and there's $20 in the bottom of the toilet. Do you grab it or do you leave it?
Clean water?
It's clean water.
I'd get it. That stuff doesn't bother me. I mean, whatever.
Even
I'll dry
in a
it
public
out.
Toilet, you don't
I'll wash
know.
My hands. I don't care.
Gonorrhea bill might have been in your money or something.
What's the smallest amount you would reach down there and grab? Would you grab a 5? Do you grab a
probably
1?
Probably 20 for me.
Oh, are y'all kidding me? There's a $5 bill in clean water? It's clean water.
I would grab the five. If it's still one.
The water may be clean, but it's a toilet, dude.
Yeah, but.
It's nasty.
It probably depends on how the bathroom looks, too. If it's kind of a nice bathroom, I mean, all stuff will be going into your psyche.
Okay, let's go gas station bathroom on a Saturday night at 3 a.m.
Yeah, it's a 20. I'm reaching for a 20.
It better be 1,000 before I even think about it.
If you reach for the $1,000 bill, I got bad news for you.
And there better be an air dryer there to dry the bill off. You don't want to put that sucker in your pocket.
And I don't like those new, what are those new Dyson dryers they're putting in the bathrooms now? They're like dumb because they're too skinny for my big chunky hands. I don't like touching anything in a bathroom. I'm so weird about that. Public restrooms freak me out, but like those Dysons, they blow your hand so hard they make you touch the side. It is so nasty.
I'm a paper towel man.
Just you remember the old what's that, you Patrick, you went into a place
in a bar not too far long ago. It was like the thing on a roll. It's like a big cloth towel,
like you see them, like Chinese roll, restaurants like, have them.
Did it have
How
a trough?
Is that still legal?
Did it have a trough urinal?
Yeah.
I miss
like
me.
Like Tiger Stadium?
Like ice in it. Where you had some ice in it. Absolutely.
It's like a game. I miss the old trough days, man. Hey, Frankie, you got anything else you want to talk about besides the nastiness that we brought up?
Oh, I'm just excited for this new song. And CRS is coming. We're doing new faces. Hope I can play guitar by then.
Yeah.
Doc said not to put a guitar over my shoulder.
That
kind
of does change your show.
What I think I'm going to do is I'm just going to sling it over my right shoulder like Hank Jr.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Do you have a stunt, Frankie? I mean, do you have any shows between now and then?
Yeah, we're out with Florida Georgia Line this weekend. So,
but who's playing your guitar parts?
Well, I have a guitar player in the band, and he's going to do most of the heavy lifting. And I think
you should get like an inflatable guitar. You know, that they put like at bars and stuff. Prop. They give away. Yeah, just like a prop. Hey, check out Frankie online. You can,
if you haven't downloaded the album, what are you waiting on?
Yeah, Google him. You'll find all the links to Twitter and Facebook and all that jazz. So good to see you again, man. Best of luck on the old shoulder injury.
Oh, I'll
there.
Be fine. Yeah.
And hopefully the nickname sticks. Frankie Danger Ballard. We want to see that popping up at his concerts. People with signs. Frankie Danger Ballard.
I like it.
Links help you out at BigDMBubba.com.